Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Your mind feels like I ran a little short on time yesterday. You guys feel that too? We didn't get a chance to tally the yes no answers. We're going to do that today. Give you one last day on the question: should the NDSU Bison make the jump from FCS to FBS? Should they go to the big time, Big 12, Mountain West? And probably the better question is: could they? Not well, should they?
It comes down to, you want to continue to be a big fish in a smaller pond or a small fish in a big pond?
And I think the more I'm hearing about this, and we're trying to, we'll spend some time on this, not so much today because we got a full show, but I do want to dig into the business side of this. And in other words, what are the costs? What is possible to raise the money? Mostly not because of the football program, because of the other programs. Like, for instance, by some miracle, and they do happen every day. The Big 12 says, you know what, NDSU, we want you. Well, right. They're going to say, we want all the sports. And so now you're flying, you know, your wrestling's already there, but you're flying other, you know, teams there. That's expensive. Teams that don't generate the revenue football does, right?
Right.
How about Mountain West? Now we got a conference game in Hawaii. So, you
Ooh.
Know. Right. I mean, yeah, I'm in, Todd, right?
So
I mean,
Kate Fires are playing then for that one? Because you can't do it.
Bison flagship radio station, I think, should be chartering a plane for the entire, you know, What's on Your Mind team to go to Hawaii to watch those games, shouldn't it? I think so.
I mean,
but, you know, imagine sending, you know, what? The, you know, a
but again,
tennis team there or a golf team there?
You've got a bigger conference, more. I think the Fargo Dome and the facility, the home crowd would have. That would come into play about what kind of stadium, what kind of revenue you generate with more seats. More money comes more ease of travel. You know, easier to charter a jet when you're making more money. So, I don't know.
There's just, you know, again, I've been, they got to do this. They said they couldn't make the move. They did move, you know, before. It's worked out well. Now they're winning championships. It's just a good conversation. So we'll tally up and give you a final total, but give you one last chance today to answer that at 701-237-1590. That's the text number, 701-237-1590. Plus, who won, Rand Paul or Tony Fauci? You decide. And I'm sorry, but I'm starting to think Ted Cruz is all hat and no cattle. Okay? Everybody here knows what I'm talking about, right? Like, more talk than action kind of thing, and I'm going to go into some of that today. Congressman Kelly Armstrong at the bottom of the hour, and we'll chat with House Majority Leader Chet Pollard, who is retiring from the leadership position and from the legislature. So we'll talk with him next hour as well. Before we do anything, though, I think we have the best meteorologist on the What's on Your Mind team. Incredible. We have Justin Storm. We have Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist. We have a wicked good weekend trainee now that's doing fantastic. Trainee isn't doing him justice because he's training at the greatest school in the history of mankind. UND. They crank out some great meteorologists. And but I think I heard you yesterday saying, Jay Thomas was pretty upset about this. He said, you know what Wysocki's saying? We might get 1 inch and we might get 10 inch. 10 inches of snow. And I'm like, well, I don't want one or I don't want 10. We had enough for a while. Let's just take a breather. And he said, no, don't you get it? He's like being a typical weather guy just trying to cover his butt, you know. So Jay Thomas was on your case. Is it narrowing down from 1 inch to 10 inch now? And explain how this is a little bit challenging with the different models out there for us. Would you, Dean?
Sure, absolutely. And it is narrowing down a little bit. And, you know, it really depends where you're at, because with the listeners across the state, it will be anywhere from 1 to 10 inches. I mean, and how we narrow this down now. So the storm system is just off the Pacific Northwest. Now our short-term models, which go out anywhere from 36 to 48 hours, they're starting to catch on to this storm now, and they can start forecasting snowfall totals on the short-term models. So we'll look at our short-term models, our medium-range and long-range models. We've got about 10 to 15 that we look at. It's like putting a puzzle together. You're hoping that all these pieces of the puzzle fit correctly. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. And the one thing that all of the models are all kind of honing in on is where the heaviest snow is going to fall. And that looks like it's going to line up from, let's say, just east of Minot through about Jamestown, down to Siston, and into southwestern Minnesota, northwestern Iowa. That looks to be the heaviest band of snow, where it could be anywhere from 6 to 11 inches of snow. Now, if you go southwest of Bismarck, probably not going to see much at all. So the southwestern part of the state really going to get left out on the snow on this system. And this system is going to be a pretty quick mover. It's going to be that light, fluffy snow. And, yes, there's going to be some wind with it. So travel across the state is going to be a little difficult on Friday. And travel going south into South Dakota or into southwestern Minnesota, down into Iowa, that's going to be difficult on Friday as well. Until then, we've got pretty quiet weather. We've got some sunshine throughout the area, and that will be replaced by some clouds later today as temperatures slowly fall off into the upper teens. And then we'll actually see temperatures rising towards morning back into the 20s across much of the area, and then back down into the teens tomorrow afternoon as temperatures start to slide down. Then we focus our attention out west as that storm system rides into the northern Rockies and dives into our area for Friday. Should start snowing Thursday night, a little earlier than that up around the Minot, the Bottineau areas, and then sliding south through Devil's Lake and into the valley by probably about 3 in the morning, overnight Thursday. By Friday morning, we'll probably have a couple inches on the ground already, and it will continue to snow. Now, right now it looks like about 3 to 6 inches in the valley, a little less up towards Grand Forks, maybe 2 to 4, maybe a little less out towards the lakes area into Minnesota where it's 2 to 4. But again, you go just out to the west on 94, let's say out towards Jamestown, we could be looking at over 6 inches, and then you go up towards Devil's Lake area and up towards north central part of the state. Up towards the international border there, we're looking at 6-10 inches of snow, not out of the question. Now, winter storm watches have been issued now into areas of South Dakota. More than likely, we'll see advisories and watches extended into most of the state as we head into this afternoon. The Weather Service will probably issue numerous advisories and watches as we head into tonight for that storm on Friday as the new model runs come in. I took a look at some of our short-range models this morning that just came in, and they're trying to crank up a little bit more snow, a little bit more for the valley, maybe 6 to 8 inches, and even heavier amounts of maybe closer to 10 inches in that heavier band from north-central part of the state through Jamestown, Siston, and into areas of southwestern Minnesota. Now, the models have been over-forecasting snow most of this winter, so shave a few inches off here and there, but I think a general 3 to 6 in the valley. I think the heavier 6 to 10 inch band setting up just to the west. And again, a slight shift in the track of that storm could mean a little more snow for the valley, a little less for the valley, but and maybe a little less out west if it tracks a little eastward. We'll keep a close eye on that, and we'll be updating on social media throughout the day as the newer model runs come in. Kind of give an idea of what we're expecting.
I'm now feeling his pain. I'm trying to, just pin down what's going to happen where. So I think Jay Thomas was being unfair to you. I'll say that.
We were joking with him. So
I wonder, one question I have here, though, like if Todd and Kevin and I put our heads together and we say, here's the 10 or 15 things we could talk about today, and we have a pretty good idea of, okay, we're going to pick those three. Because those are sort of the lowest hanging fruit that is going to be most interesting to our listeners.
Yeah.
We would just go with our gut and say, you know what, we're going to pick those three. Is it not like that when you're looking at a model to just know which ones perform the best?
You know, it is partially. We look at which model has been forecasting the best through so far this winter. Which one has been the most accurate? Which one has been over forecasting snow? Which one has been under forecasting snow? We'll look at we'll look at those. You know, the European model is probably one of the superior models due to the fact that.
Oh, did you hear what he just said? Europe is superior. I'm going to lose my lunch here.
Yeah.
You know you're an American,
due to the
right?
fact that I know, and it has more mathematical equations that it puts into its computer model. Now the American model has just been upgraded here within the last year, so it's kind of playing catch up. But it has been doing really well with these systems this winter as well. So it's a toss up between the American model and the European model. They both have awesome legs, so, you know, it's a toss-up.
I'm
They're both good.
Where's the Italian model? Yeah. I can care less if you can forecast
plus,
drop a rain.
Greta's really ticked at him now. She is just so mad that he would come up with that European model of superior. Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, we call him into the What's On Your Mind studio when we see a storm on the way? Yeah, snowstorm. Hey, yeah, that's
it. A Chinese model, anyway.
Thanks, Dean. Appreciate it. Yes. To your calls next, 258-0550. Call us and what's
anymore.
Hi,
Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
President Trump's biggest rally yet will happen this coming Saturday, and there's only one major news network covering it live, Newsmax. I watch Newsmax all the time with great hosts like Grant Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, Jen Pellegrino, Sean Spicer, and more. The media are censoring President Trump. Even Fox won't carry his rallies. So millions are tuning into Newsmax. President Trump says Newsmax is really good. And this Saturday, Trump is expected to make a big announcement. So I strongly urge you to join Newsmax Trump List and get the rally info plus a whole lot more about President Trump. To join the Trump List, just text the word ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. Be among the first to know when Trump makes his big 2024 announcement. Text ZONE to 39747 and make sure you watch Newsmax. It's real news for real people.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on the menu and what's on your mind? No, what's on your menu? This is what's on your mind, and we want to find out what's on your mind. By the way, call us 258-0550. But what's on the menu today at PetroServe USA is a question many of our listeners ask. And if I answered Swedish meatballs, who here would say, sign me up, right? It is a Swedish meatball kind of day with home cooking and grab-and-go convenience at PetroServe USA. 12th Avenue and I-29. Valley City, exit 292 off 94, and West Main Avenue, West Fargo. They also have Mac and Beef today. There is a chicken pot pie on NP Avenue and meatball lasagna. What? Anybody here ever heard of meatball lasagna?
Oh, yeah.
Have you?
I'm game.
Never heard it. Have you ever had meatball lasagna, Todd?
No, I'm game, though. I mean, I'd
wait for it.
Into that.
Wait for it. It's in Glendon today.
Okay.
Yeah, so we knew the Minnesota boy was going to love that.
So plus, now I can get some. Okay.
Exactly. Buy two fresh-baked cookies, get one free, too, at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, some open phone time to talk about whatever you want. I have a question for you. Who won this little battle royale between Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, and Tony Fauci?
Senator, we are here at a committee to look at a virus now that has killed almost 900,000 people. And the purpose of the committee was to try and get things out, how we can help to get the American public. And you keep coming back to personal attacks on me that have absolutely no relevance to reality.
Do you think anybody has had more influence over our response to this than you have? Do you think it's a great success? Do you think it's a great success what's happened so far? Do you think lockdowns are good for our kids? Do you think we slowed down the death rate? More people have died now under President Biden than did under President Trump. You are the one responsible. You are the architect. You are the lead architect for the response from the government. And now 800,000 people have died.
Right.
Do you think it's a winning success what you've advocated for government?
Senator, first of all, if you look at everything that I said, you accuse me of in a monolithic way telling people what they need to do. Everything that I've said has been in support of the CDC guidelines. Wear a mask. Get boosted.
And you've advocated to make it coercive.
Take a look at everything that I've said. You've advocated it be done by mandate. Right.
You've advocated that your infallible opinion be dictated by law.
Right. So, again, Madam Chair, I would like just a couple of minutes because this happens all the time. You personally attack me. And with absolutely not a shred of evidence of anything you say. So I would like to make something clear to the committee. He's doing this for political reasons. What you need to do is he said in front of this committee.
Do you think your takedown of three prominent epidemiologists was not political?
You don't want me to finish, but you know what I'm going to say.
That was the question. Senator, were you political in taking down these three prominent epidemiologists?
Senator Paul, if you would please.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Rand Paul wins.
Here's the deal, though.
There's no answer there. No answer. Deflect, deflect.
Right. And what was missing from that?
It's China's fault. It should have never happened.
Exactly right. I mean, let's go back to how this thing happened, how it started, and how we reacted to it. And now there's emails coming out about him knowing about how bad it was before he was public with this stuff. So the fact that this guy doesn't like accountability, I'm sorry, Tony Fauci, you're the highest paid government employee in America. Highest paid federal government employee in America. Guess what, buddy? Put your big boy pants on and expect to answer some questions. The other thing I would say is, it doesn't work like this. You don't tell a senator, let me finish. This is their house. This is their committee. He's a member of that committee. He can ask you anything he wants. My gosh. Now, it's worse. It gets worse because another senator, a different senator, Fauci calls him. Listen to this. Listen closely to what this was. Who's the senator again? I forget his name, but I think it's. I can't remember. But anyway, go ahead. Roll that.
What a moron. Jesus Christ.
So he says to another senator under his breath, but with the mic still hot, what a moron. Tony Fauci whispering, what a moron, and then goes on to use the Lord's name in vain. If I'm Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Ron Klain, the chief of staff, and all the other quote-unquote brain trust, and why I'm saying, let's cut our losses here. Let's cut our losses here. Where's Roger Marshall from?
Kansas.
Senator from Kansas.
Yep. Senator from Kansas. That's who.
Now, I'm going to predict something. I don't know this to be true or not, but I'm going to predict something. This is the end for Tony Fauci.
Oh,
they've got to find an exit ramp for this guy because, listen, you can't go in there and counterpunch a senator. Look, it's not fun. It's like having a root canal, but you don't run that show. Now, clearly some Democrats gave him all the talking points. You know, I'm here to talk about this. We lost 900,000 people. We got and you're doing personal attacks. I mean, no. A senator can ask you anything he wants. You can think they're a personal attack, but you better answer their questions.
And you're the guy. You're the guy. You're the man. You're the top of the totem pole.
But you're there
here,
to testify. You're not the one running the show. You're there to testify. Get it right.
Unbelievable.
Who finds the off ramp first, Fauci or Biden?
And look, Roger Marshall, as a member of the United States Senate from Kansas, is not a moron. There's not one moron in the United States Senate. Now, there's people I like more than I don't like and everything. There's not morons there, ladies and gentlemen. You can say, you know, I don't like their politics. I don't like, you know, their showboating. I mean, you've got show horses and work horses in the Senate. You've got pluses and minuses. But I've really learned that over the years. I've been following what happens, the TikToks of the Senate since early 80s. When I followed the Larry Pressler race down in South Dakota, been doing a talk show interviewing the first Senate race I cut my teeth on was in 1986 between Mark Andrews and Ken Conrad. That's the race where Ken Conrad was no way he's going to win. He's up against this incumbent political icon of Mark Andrews, and Ken Conrad won. And it was a sad deal for a lot of reasons, but Mark Andrews was a brilliant man. He's a smart farmer and brought a lot to the table as a senator. By the way, Ken Conrad was very smart. Very smart. Byron Dorgan was smart. These people are not morons, okay? And I don't care if they're Republicans or Democrats or anything. There's people you don't agree with. You don't call a United States senator a moron, even off mic. You've got to be so super careful, and this is a bureaucrat. I mean, he's done. He's done.
Unless you live in Minnesota, then you can call your senators morons all you want.
I'm an extremely stable genius. I'm an extremely stable genius.
Yeah. You can call, you can call them.
Are there any morons in the House? I mean, you're just speaking about the Senate now, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying politically.
I think of a few in the House, but.
I get your point, Scotty.
Well, yeah, what I'm saying is, have I called people in the Senate morons? Yes. I mean, I'm like, what is that moron doing? I'm not the highest paid government official on health issues in the middle of a pandemic who is before a committee to answer serious questions calling a U.S. senator a moron. But I also think we should think about this. As much as I might like, Kyrsten Sinema's one. I think I said one time to Kevin Cramer, like, what, is she flaky or what? Look what she wears, and it's just so, you know, not the decorum of the Senate, and seems like kind of all over the map. He's like, she is different. Does she wear different clothes? Yes. But that is one smart woman, all right? And if you go look at her background, she taught at the Carey School of Business at ASU. She's not, so, yeah, she's a Democrat who sometimes gives me fits, but she's not a moron, right? You can say a lot of things about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a little bit undisciplined sometimes, you know, is a counterpuncher. He's not a moron. He's one smart dude. You don't get to the U.S. Senate, or to answer your question, Todd, even the U.S. House, without being smart. We can ask Kelly Armstrong this question coming up. I'll ask him Todd's question. Todd can ask him Todd's question. Are there any morons in the House? But I just think that we got to be careful with that language. But Tony Fauci should not say that.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you. And we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation steamrolled Americans in its fastest 12-month pace in nearly 40 years. The Consumer Price Index, an inflation gauge that measures costs across dozens of items, rose 7% in December from a year ago. President Biden, in a planned Atlanta, Georgia speech Tuesday, called on the United States Senate to remove the filibuster and allow a simple majority to pass voting legislation, taking away the state's rights to handle their own elections. Biden's bill would make sure all elections from now on are run by the folks in Washington, D.C.
I believe the threat to our democracy is so grave that we must find a way to pass these voting rights bills. Debate them. Vote. Let the majority prevail. And if that bare minimum is blocked, we have no option but to change the Senate rules, including getting rid of the filibuster for this.
USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
North Dakota's home for Chevy. Potlatch. Just remember that name. Potlatch. North Dakota's home for Chevy. Bismarck and Valley City. And my friend Steve Robesdahl out there and the whole crew, by the way, they're so fun. I love the Valley City. Main Avenue Potlatch dealership. I could just like park myself there once a week and hang out with those guys. Dewey in the service department, that's the parts guys are great. The sales team is wonderful. They're so great. And they always have a great deal on a used vehicle that they tell us to share with our listeners. And we're going to save you $1,000 on this one today. It's a pre-owned 2017 single owner Honda Ridgeline. It's the RTS all-wheel drive, perfect mid-size truck to get you through the rest of winter. There's only 48,000 miles on it. It's like new. A gray exterior, two-tone black and gray cloth interior, loaded up with all the features, okay? And this is their thing at Puckledge. This one now, $31,000 today on the line, unless you say I heard it on What's On Your Mind. Then it's going to be $30,000, but trust me on this one thing, it won't last long. Puckledge Buick, Puckledge Chevrolet Buick, GMC.com, or Puckledge in Bismarck. Tell them Scott sent you today. Get on that website. Give them a call because that one won't last long. All right. Congressman Kelly Armstrong here taking your calls, your questions, your comments on any and all issues today. Remember, good idea to call early in the segment here. Kelly will be here to the top of the hour, but if you have a question or comment, get it in early. It's 701-258-0550, or you can text us at 701-237-1590. Kelly, how are you?
I'm doing good, Scott. We're actually in D.C. not doing much on the House side this week, which is really odd and interesting, and not in a good way.
So when that happens, what's on your mind? How do you go into each day going, what is going on here? We're not even doing anything. Why are we here?
Yeah, I mean, that from an official standpoint with hearings and all of those different things. But, I mean, we're always working. We're trying to figure stuff out. We're trying to get our heads around different things, figure out ways we can message, figure out ways we can let the North Dakota people know what's going on out here and the good. And, unfortunately, there's not a lot of that right now, the bad and the ugly. So we try and do whatever we can to make sure we're moving forward to win back the majority in 2022 and also, you know, institute policy that will help North Dakota.
We were just having a little conversation here amongst the fellows about the comment Tony Fauci made under his breath to Senator Marshall from Kansas. And, you know, I have two schools of thought on this in my head. One is that's a firing offense. I mean, that's so undisciplined. That's so stupid that if you went back to Joe Biden, you know, and said, hey, boss, how'd I do? I know he'd probably say,
you know the thing.
He wouldn't be able to answer real well how Fauci did because he's so darn confused. But if he had a boss, the boss would say bad move. But
my comment that kind of caused Kevin and Todd to lean in a little bit is about there are no morons in the Senate. I mean, you don't get to the United States Senate. I might think they're a moron. I might, you know, kind of politically not like this person or that person, but I don't think anybody gets to the United States Senate without being a moron. And Todd, what was your question you asked?
Well, that's the Senate. What about the House? Are there any in the House? And no, Kelly, I don't mean you by that. Just so we're clear.
But I think it's, I want you to answer this from the standpoint of, by the time you get to the United States House or the United States Senate, we might not like somebody, we might not like their politics, but there's not many morons that are serving in the United States Congress, are there?
No, there's not. There are some people that are horribly, horribly misguided and have tremendous outsized egos. I think there's a way too many people in D.C. who forget that the job is really important, but the individual person filling that job necessarily isn't near as important as they think they are. But no, there are not a whole lot of idiots running around this place.
Somebody just texted, a moron is in the White House. Is that...
and was in the Senate for how long?
Right. Well, and I hate to make fun of the infirm, but there's something with Joe Biden that's just not right now, isn't there? I mean, my gosh.
Yeah. My biggest issue with President Biden is the hypocrisy. I mean, and the hypocrisy, I don't mean from being in the Senate for 50 years. I mean the hypocrisy from his campaign until now. I mean, his speech yesterday in Florida or in Georgia was just absolutely intended to satiate his base because he can't move his agenda. And let's be clear, for a lot, most of these things, it's not just Republicans obstructing his agenda. It is Democrats as well. And that's what my biggest frustration with his office is the overall incompetence and the hypocrisy.
Let's just close the loop. Kevin, do you have the clip of Tony Fauci yesterday? I'm going to play this one more time because he uses the Lord's name in vain in this, too. So this guy has been done with me for a long time, but that's just awful. He doesn't know he's on mic, but that's still a very undisciplined moment. But listen to this. This is about Roger Marshall right after the Q&A with the two of them.
Here's actually Roger Marshall leading in.
There's an air of appearance that maybe some shenanigans are going on. You know, I don't think that's... I assume that that's
Senator,
not the case.
What are you talking
it's not
about?
The case.
What a moron. Jesus Christ.
Now, look, if he had a boss, as I say, if anybody said, look, highest paid official in government... federal official in government, and you do that? I mean, how is that not a firing offense?
Well, it should be, and I would like to address this a little bit because I don't think anybody has done more harm to the trust in government, the trust in science, than Tony Fauci, and I really mean that. And the reason I mean that is I just talked to you about too many people walking around with outsized egos, and I don't know if we've ever... I mean, listen, he started with saying if you disagree with him, you disagree with science. He accused Rand Paul of inciting violence for disagreeing with him. Keep in mind, Senator Paul has actually been the victim of violence. And I served with Roger Marshall in the House before he went to the Senate. And I can tell you there is somebody no farther away from an idiot than Senator Marshall. And it's just really, really upsetting. And part of one of the things that I think over the last 2 years is the inability. And by the way, it's not just members of Congress, right? I mean, there are institutes, there are other doctors that disagree with them. And it's just dismissive. Like what I say is absolutely the only thing that anybody can listen to. And don't pay any attention that I said something completely different 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, just does not want any accountability. I was trying to still listen. Tony Fauci, as a Senate witness, can't go in there and go, let me finish. I mean, decorum's thrown out the window. He's saying that under his breath. This guy's so cocky. It's unbelievable to me. Let's pivot to the voting rights.
Wait a second, though. And you don't get to go on every single cable news show 3, 4, 5 times a day, say everything, do all of that, be a part of this political process. There are plenty of agency bureaucrats and those people who get down, even the ones we don't necessarily like, put their head down, do their work, get through it. That is not what he has done. He definitely enjoys the celebrity, but he is absolutely not willing to take any accountability for that same celebrity. And that's just not right. That's never been the case in this town, and it shouldn't be the case anywhere.
Yeah, good point. I want to go to the voting rights thing yesterday because you referenced Joe Biden yesterday in Atlanta. Was he Atlanta? I know it was Georgia. But yeah. I mean, it's just an example of what free fall the Biden administration is in, because they're just swinging for the fences now. And now it's like, burn down the house. We don't, you know, filibuster, make it go away. Never mind, because we want to get our way. Here's what he said. I want your reaction to this.
I believe that the threat to our democracy is so grave that we must find a way to pass these voting rights bills. Debate them. Vote. Let the majority prevail. And if that bare minimum is blocked, we have no option but to change the Senate rules, including getting rid of the filibuster for this. You know the thing.
Why do you spell democracy, by the way? I kind of missed that at the beginning. Could you play that one more time? I'm trying to get that first...
I believe the threat to our democracy is so...
Democracy. Now we're splitting hairs.
So.
Your reaction to what you heard there, Kelly?
Well, first of all, it's a little disconcerting that the President of the United States doesn't understand that there's no such thing as federal elections. There's 50 different states that elect federal officers. And I want the North Dakota people listening to be clear what these bills do. They use taxpayer money to fund politicians' campaigns. In a state like North Dakota, the election would not be allowed to be over until 2 weeks after Election Day. And it's just an absolute, I mean, the requirements on voter registration, they ban all voter ID all across the country. I mean, these are really, really draconian things. So outside of the fact that the Constitution specifically gives states the rights to run elections, the policy pushed through these bills would change the entire landscape in how we vote in North Dakota. And that's pretty interesting, because we have the easiest ballot access of any state in the country.
Yeah, where's the suppression he's talking about? Where's that happening?
Supreme Court said that voter ID was not suppression, so yeah.
I really want to know what he's talking about in the majority of America. What majority? Where is that, too?
Well, we had that even in 2020. I mean, we had the highest rate of voter turnout like 60 years, or since 1902, I believe. And the answer is, listen, historically, there have been places where there have been, significant voter suppression. And if you're dealing with issues that are bad actors, and this is what I always get frustrated with. I get frustrated with this in the North Dakota legislature. I really get frustrated with this in Congress, and I used to get frustrated with it in my legal practice. If there are bad actors, punish bad actors. Don't change everything from one end of the country to the other. That is just simply not how it's supposed to work.
Texter says, ask Kelly to answer yes or no. Was the election of 2020 fair when Donald Trump lost?
Yes.
And to that point, why then are they trying to...
Wait a second. It's not really... If you have to answer yes or no, I'd say that. But remember, there were a whole bunch of states that used COVID to change the rules. And this is one of the things I always talk about. There's a difference between proving voter fraud and utilizing convenient rules that, whether you agree with it or disagree, that got upheld in court systems to your advantage. So were the laws that were passed in examination of the 2020 election fair? Some of them weren't. Was the law followed in those states? Unfortunately, it was.
And it seems to me what they're trying to do here is codify that crap that was, you know, where state constitutions were disregarded because of a quote-unquote health emergency. They want that in federal law. That's what they're trying to do here, isn't it?
Well, and that's exactly right. A lot of states are trying to just go back to the way they were before COVID. And you saw this with vote by mail. I mean, the states that had done vote by mail before 2020, and they're not all Republican states, right? Virginia wasn't a Republican state, although Governor Youngkin won, which is fantastic. But states that had done vote by mail for years and developed their plans locally with buy-in from their own constituents did okay in that. It's the ones who had no planning, no idea how to run it, that really, really caused a lot of problems. And now they're trying to federally mandate that everybody has to do it that way forever, regardless of what they want to do on the ground. By the way, local officials across the country, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, disagree with this, because the ones on the ground understand that if you allow the feds to take this over, it's going to be a disaster.
There's a staggering new inflation number out today. We'll talk about that when we come back with Congressman Armstrong. Tom in Jamestown has a question, and texts are pouring in. One of them says, Scott, you cannot say to not call senators names, but then you call the president names every day on your radio show. What's up with that? First of all, I'm not saying you can't call senators names. I'm saying there's no morons in the United States Senate. And now I agree with Kelly. And now you don't get to that position by being a moron, Democrat, Republican, whatever. But You decide what we should call Joe Biden then. Find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, Congressman Kelly Armstrong here, taking your questions and comments. About 6 minutes to go, so get them in quick. 701, this is a text number now. You text a quick question, 701-237-1590, or call us at 701-258-0550. Brought to you today by MyPillow.com. I'll give you another number if you've got a pen there, because it's a number that's going to save you a whole lot of money, give you a product that comes with a 10-year warranty. You know it's going to last when they do that. 60-day money-back guarantee. Sleep on Mike's pillows at MyPillow. And you say, day 59 just doesn't kind of do it for me. I don't get it. Send it back. Money-back guarantee. That's how they do it. And some great deals right now. MyPillow.com, FrankSpeech.com. Use the promo code SCOTT everywhere. MyStore.com for products U.S. made. beyond even Mike's products. Pretty amazing. MyStore.com. Promo code Scott works at all of them. Or call this number, 800-506-9028. Headline, inflation surges 7% in December, highest rate in 40 years. What are we to make of that, Kelly, and what do we do to fix it?
Well, we quit spending money we don't have and indiscriminately using a fire hose to spray dollar bills on the U.S. economy. This is something we were warning about when they passed the third CARES Act without targeting it towards people who actually need it. It's unfortunate. This is another example where the Biden administration was just wrong. At that time, they said inflation was transitory. I think every single person who goes to a grocery store or was buying presents for Christmas or fills up their car understands that inflation is not transitory. It's here, and it's going to continue to get worse without a standard or a real correction shift in D.C. about how we spend your taxpayer dollars.
Tom, Jamestown for Congress. Yeah, no kidding. Tom and Jamestown for Congressman Armstrong. Go ahead, Tom.
Thanks for taking my call. Yes, Congressman Armstrong, I would like to know whether or not you would be able to support a very strong pro-life plank in the North Dakota Republican Party.
Yes. My mom is a Catholic kindergarten teacher. I've been pro-life long before I ever got involved in politics, and I'll be pro-life long before I ever get out of politics. So, it's something I grew up with. It's something I really believe. And I think, fortunately, it's something that we may have some successes at the federal level in the court system in the very near future, and I'm hopeful that we do.
That battle is one that Kelly obviously was part of when he was chair of the Republican Party and a member of the state Senate in North Dakota, but obviously the platform of the North Dakota Republican Party today is on to Perry Schaefer and on to the Governor Burgum and others that craft that platform, the party itself, right? I mean, the process there is pretty clear on how you go about getting what Tom wants done in that regard, right?
Absolutely. And it's part of the national platform. I had the opportunity when I was state party chair to serve on that committee. It probably, unfortunately, will be the number one reason we will go to another CR in Congress. And if I explain that, it's because the Democrats keep trying to get rid of the Hyde Amendment and any of their funding. And you won't get a single Republican vote in the House if you remove the Hyde Amendment, which means it will be very hard to get a budget deal out here because of all things. We're fighting about something that even people who agree with abortion agree that federal dollars shouldn't go towards it.
Texter says, if you're still looking for nominations for congressional morons, AOC.
I disagree with that. I think that she is, in a lot of ways, like Speaker Pelosi. I think her policies are terrible. I think some of the things that come out are idiotic, but I think she has a very, very smart political savvy to the audience she is talking to. And I think that's important because she's not talking to us. She doesn't like us. She doesn't like where we live. She doesn't like how we make our living, and she just doesn't simply do that. But at the same time, you can't argue that she has gained an outsized influence on her side of the aisle in a very short period of time. And you can't do that if you're stupid. Crazy, maybe. Policies that would fundamentally change and, in my opinion, significantly harm the United States? Absolutely. But I think when we underestimate our opponents and our political adversaries, we make mistakes.
Texter says, can you ask Kelly if they're going to do anything about the stupid tax, anything over $600 that's hurting the little guy?
Well, I'm not sure what he's talking about. There was a thing where we're requiring all of the IRS, our banking institutions, to report all transactions or track all transactions over $600. That never made it through on the House side of what we were doing. And as far as I know, I mean, if there are people voluntarily complying with that, such as businesses, whether it's PayPal, Venmo, or something like that, then we'll have to address that. But I don't think that has not become law, whether they're trying to institute it from a voluntary compliance is something that I hope they're not doing as well.
Paul in Fargo, quick question. Last one for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Paul.
When are the Republicans going to finally wake up and actually do something to push back against the intelligence apparatus, the FBI, the CIA, the bureaucratic swamp, the Eric Vindman, of the world. When are the Republicans going to get serious? Because if they don't, we're all going to go in the gulag.
I think that is, well, I actually agree with him. And by the way, I think some of this is just a matter of coverage. You know, I sat in Schiff's secret bunker with Jim Jordan and Jamie Comer for 6 weeks. I have talked to both the ranking members of Oversight and Judiciary by old committees and to a guy named Mike Johnson, who's a really good lawyer from Louisiana. And I have flat said that as soon as we take back the majority in 2022, the first thing we should do is a serious oversight on DOJ leadership. And listen, this isn't about just Trump and Russia. This is about gymnastics. This is about all of these different issues that continue to go on and we continue to do it. And here's what I think we all forget. They all outlast presidents. I mean, I practice criminal defense in two different jurisdictions. They're the same, so I agree.
Hold that thought, Kelly. We're going to let you finish on the other side of the break here. More of What's on Your Mind coming up, plus Chet Pollard just announced he's retiring from the legislature. We'll chat with him, too.
Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started. Today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid.
In Minnesota, we work hard, and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.